We'll join Pat right now and find out if the computers are still fighting it out. Good morning, Pat.
You know, good morning. They're not. I see the American model coming more in line with the Euro model and the Canadian, and less in the way of shower activity is being noted for Saturday. So, truthfully, whatever we get between tomorrow and Sunday is not going to be much. Maybe if you're lucky, on Sunday, some spots may get a thunderstorm, and that would be, quote, the most of the entire 3 days. And that's the way I see it. So, I mean, I think today's going to be a sunny day. It's not going to be as warm as it was yesterday, but 75 to 80, not bad. And partly cloudy, mid-50s tonight. For tomorrow, some sun. I wonder for the chance of a shower. Could that actually happen at any time as the warmer air tries to come in again? 75 to 80. Saturday, on the cloudy side, we will get some sun. There could be a chance of widely scattered showers. And I think the best chance of that would be Saturday afternoon, mid-70s. Your Sunday is hazy and more humid with a chance of a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, low 80s. And the reason for that is a cold front dropping down from the north, so that on Monday, we'll be back into the low 70s. So it'll be about 10 degrees cooler, but with fair skies. So if anything is going to bring a shower, a thunder shower, it is that cold front, and the best period for it would be sometime Sunday afternoon. That's my thinking. So based on that, I will head up to the lake Saturday. I will open up that Dawn cabin, clean it up. Hopefully I don't find any surprises, and then we'll be ready for Memorial Day weekend.
All right, so I'm going to ruin your day.
Uh-oh.
Hear about that new COVID. It's not COVID-19. The new COVID that was transmitted from dog to humans.
No.
And it happened in, I forget what foreign land it happened in, but 8 people, and all very young children. It's a new COVID. It's not COVID-19, because there's a bunch of COVID viruses. But it's a new COVID virus, and it was transferred from dogs to humans, and they have to find out how that happened.
And where was this?
So I forget where it happened. I heard it on the way in today. Hang on a second here. COVID from dogs to humans.
Hopefully it was in Iceland and we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay. It says that's COVID-19. They don't even have the story up here. I heard it on NPR, so let me just see if I can find it on there. Okay, a new coronavirus is detected in Malaysia, and it's coming from dogs. So there you go. It's a brand new coronavirus, part of the COVID family.
Malaysia. And I'm not even sure. What country is that in?
It's Malaysia.
It's Malaysia. I don't even know where it is. But we'll find out.
Believe you me, with the way the news works, we'll find out. They'll cover this story ad nauseum. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
The networks will just absolutely cover it ad nauseum. Okay, Malaysia, Singapore, that area. You know, like it's that area. Singapore,
there it is, Malaysia. So it's south. It's south of Vietnam. It's south of China. So it's pretty much where COVID-19 almost started.
Yeah, but that's that. So that's something, you know, just another little thing for you to have to worry about.
Well, I'm not worried about it.
You will be
I'm
by the time.
I'm not worried about it because we're vaccinated, and hopefully, it'll take care of that.
We can hope.
We can only hope. Let me tell you, this has got nothing to do with politics at all, folks. But I can't believe this. I have seen a lot of things in my life. I've heard a lot of things in my life. You know, that's I just shake my head. But this one, I have to do more than shake my head. Here's this GOP congressman a couple of days ago saying that the assault on the Capitol was nothing more than an average day in tourism. Now, first of all, when I heard him say that, I'm saying to myself, this guy's on drugs. I mean, how could he say that? And then yesterday, a picture shows up with him boarding up the inside of the Capitol against the intruders. And this is an average day in tourism? What's going on there, Marshall?
He must have been thinking to his days when he went to Disney and it was a madhouse to get into the rides.
I mean, if that was me, I don't know what part, I don't even know what party he belongs to, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. I don't know. But whatever party he belongs to, I would start questioning that and saying, I don't know if this gentleman should be part of our group.
Yeah, no. Pretty amazing what goes on. Sometimes, well, you know, politics. You can't live with them and you can't live without them.
I mean, how do you... I don't think there's one person in the world that would stand behind them and say, you're right. That was an average day of tourism. Yeah. You know, breaking windows, smashing... Oh, please. All right. Anyhow, enough of that.
Hey, I want to go over something with you. Because you watch television. I don't watch much television. I watch
a little, yeah.
Canceled shows, okay? On ABC, okay. All right, the following shows have been canceled. American Housewife, Call Your Mother, For Life, Mixed Dish, and Rebel. I have no idea of any of those shows.
Well, the first one, did you say was?
The first one was American Housewife.
I like that show. I'm sorry it's canceled. I thought it was very good. I thought it was funny. The rest of the shows I have no idea about. All right, go to NBC.
Now we'll go to CBS next.
CBS.
All Rise has been canceled. MacGyver has been canceled. Mm-hmm. And The Unicorn, so they only have three.
Okay, forget that.
All right, on the CW, we'll leave these other networks off because there's a million things. On Fox... 9/11 season 5 has been renewed, by the way. They've renewed a lot of shows. They've only canceled Filthy Rich and Me XXT. They've canceled that. NBC. Yeah. They have canceled Connecting and World of Dance.
Okay. That's the only two they canceled?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of those shows?
World of Dance, yeah. I think that was the one that Derek was on. I wasn't wild about that at all. I like, on Sunday night, I like Zoe's Playlist, and that hasn't been canceled, so I'm very happy to hear that.
I have to say, I feel proud of myself. I have no idea what any of those shows are. None.
Wow. Because you're really watching Prime and Netflix.
Yeah.
And Hulu.
And I can also proudly state, thumping my chest, I have never, ever, ever watched the Kardashians.
Oh, neither have I. I don't even know who they are.
I never. I see the name and I just wonder, how do they get so famous on TV? I've never watched it, never had an inkling to watch it.
Yeah, I have no idea. Every once in a while, one of them appears on a talk show. Well, look about Ellen. Ellen's leaving. That's it. Ellen's wrapping things up. This is her last season.
20 years.
Yeah. But you know what? God bless her. Because you know as well as I do, she may be leaving the talk show spot, but she's got tons of other shows on TV. And even if she didn't, she has enough money to support all of us for the rest of our lives.
All right, I've been told by Bill Krasowski I should record Zoe. I would like it.
You would love it.
What's it about?
I recorded. It's a today's version of Glee. Hmm. Did you ever watch Glee?
No.
Oh, Glee was great.
Never had an inkling.
They were just great. You know, there's a lot of music and dance in it. It's just a, I love it. I think it's a great show, and I really, really do like it. So I'm glad it's continuing. And you should, you know, at least catch one or two episodes and see what you think. I like it. And the other show that I do like, that I enjoy a lot, now if I can only think of the name.
Does anybody get shot, or does anything blow up in Zoe?
No.
Then forget about it. Forget about it.
No. It's a good show. It's a good show. It's funny, lighthearted. It's very, very good. I can't think of the show that was on last night that I watch every week, but I do like it, and that was their finale. And I like the Goldbergs. I love the Goldbergs. And last night was their finale, but obviously they'll be returning. It's set. With all new episodes, they'll be returning, you know, next season. I do like the Goldbergs. So a couple of shows I watch. And I do watch Ellen's Game of Games, but only out of boredom. You know?
Well, my favorite television show is coming back for one final season, and that's The Kominsky Method on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that's... we had a vote on that.
And they're coming back one final season. I love The Kominsky Effect. I love it. It just makes me laugh from beginning to end. And if I can laugh from beginning to end, I don't need blow up explosions and killings. But other than that, if I'm going to watch something on TV, something has to blow up quite a lot. There has to be monsters, or there has to be some sort of crime drama.
Good for you, Marshall.
That's just like watching regular news.
Yes.
All right, so we've got summer weather basically right through the weekend.
Yeah, we do. And we're watching a system east of Bermuda that could become Anna, but it's not going to affect the United States.
All right, I'm glad I installed my air conditioners, because I needed a little bit yesterday afternoon. It got a little sticky in my living room.
Yeah, have mine on too. Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, Pat, We've managed to go over the weather and go over TV and go over a Republican or a Democrat, whoever it was, that thought it was like a day in the park. So we'll see what we can dig up and talk about tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.